This is In Radio.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the SRA podcast. My name is Dom. I'm the current content officer with the SRA and the incoming membership and communications officer. On this week's show, we are going to look at demos, in particular, how to do the best possible demo to get you a job in radio. We're going to do this with the help of Demo Factor. Now, if you sat there right now going, oh, what's Demo Factor? Well, where you been? Demo Factor is something that's happened at the SRA conference every single year since 2008, except a year of hiatus back in 2013, maybe in Leicester. I think I'm right there. Demo Factor is basically a panel of industry experts that listen to your demo in front of a crowd of people. It sounds terrifying, and to be frank, it is terrifying. Bit of a mission from me. I actually was too terrified to enter Demo Factor and never did. I regret that to this day. Now, Demo Factor 2016 happened at Cardiff a few weeks ago, and it was an incredible event. Probably the most successful Demo Factor that has ever happened. Judges on the panel: Paul Watson off of Capital Extra, Paul Sylvester from Absolute Radio, Chris North from North Media Talent, Jordan North, the homeroom presenter on Rock FM, and Amy Vose off of Gem 106 as well. Now, these people listened to a lot of demos and gave the winner a show on Absolute Radio, so it's well worth entering. So what we're doing in the show is we're going to listen back to some of the demos that were submitted. We're going to chat to some of the people that submitted demos, see what they thought, see how they got on. And then at the end, we are going to listen to the judges chat to us about what to put in your demo and what they look for as well. So this will come in handy if you're entering next year's Demo Factor, or in fact, you're entering the SRA Awards in November as well. So take a seat, sit back, and maybe get a pen and paper out as well, and take some notes. In a bit, we're going to chat to Sean and Ben, we're going to chat to Hats and Pats and Jack Gillard. But first, we're going to hear what's happened when Charlotte Mason had her demo played out and what she thought of it afterwards. But first, let's hear her demo, shall we?
So today, what we're going to do, we're going to hear some profiles from some of these dogs on the website for borrowing dogs. And we're also going to hear some absolutely classic Tinder profiles. These are genuine profiles from both the dog website and Tinder. And what we're also going to do, we are going to have Alice come in and she's going to have a go guessing about which ones are dog profiles and which ones are Tinder profiles. If it is a Tinder profile actually written by a genuine human, you're going to hear this.
Fenton!
Are you ready for your first one?
I'm so ready.
Okay, here we go.
All I want is to be fed, cuddled, and told I'm pretty.
What do we think?
Dog.
You think it's a dog? Let's have a look.
Aaron!
You're right!
Yes!
Congratulations! Now, it's time for my interview with example from yesterday. Enjoy, everyone.
I loved music, but I didn't really feel that it was my career.
Now, I'd like to take the opportunity to do a public apology to a man that I startled this morning. Because I have this morning tradition, you know, when I'm up early for my radio show, it's just gone 7, I'm walking briskly in the frosty morning, I'm feeling great, and when I see other people up at that same time, I am so surprised and happy that I must automatically try and high-five them. Naturally, of course. What else can you do in that situation? And normally they return the high five. It's great. It's a great moment. We continue with our days. Perfect strangers, yet perfectly happy. Yet in this situation, I went to high five this man. And he flinched, acting like I was about to hit him. So I just want to say to the man, if you're listening, I'm very, very sorry. I meant to give you a little gentle high five. Good morning. Great to see you. We're both up at the same time. And it was not malicious in any way. Great. Now that's over with.
I've just popped out of Demo Factor with Charlotte, who's just had her demo played and got amazing feedback. Charlotte, where are you from?
I'm from Dorset originally, but I go to university at Royal Holloway, which is just outside London.
Okay, and you got some amazing feedback, as I say. What was the feedback? Tell us.
The feedback was that I think I'm very natural on air, which is always good to hear that.
You were?
Good voice. Quite funny, which is always nice to hear as well. I think I need to sort of...
Tinder dogs profiles.
Tinder dog profiles. Yeah, exactly. That's my calling in life, it seems. That went quite well. I'm just over the moon with the feedback. And I can't thank the judges enough for spending the time to talk to me, because it just it's nice to get that boost of confidence.
So if you could just tell us sort of a little bit about what you aim to achieve with your show, because you're an individual member, right? So
yes, I am.
So does that give you a little bit more room for movement?
Well, actually, in the truth of things, that I'm part of Insanity Radio, but we didn't fulfill our SRA membership, so I had to pay it myself and then put in my membership. So I really went to all extents to make sure my demo factor went in.
You wanted to be here.
I did want to be here, but no, Insanity Radio is amazing. I'm actually lined up to be station manager next year, so I'm really excited to really encourage people to come to SRA conferences, because then people realise the opportunities available here. So I'm glad that I can tell people about how it's really incredible to be a part of it.
And your show is?
My show is Lunchtime with Lottie, 12 till 1 on a Monday afternoon.
And can
make sure you tune in.
Can we find it on Mixcloud? And
you can find it on Mixcloud and SoundCloud, Lunchtime with Lottie on Insanity Radio. And you can also tune in on the FM if you're in Surrey, 103.2 FM, and online at insanityradio.com. So make sure you tune in.
It's everywhere.
I'm not letting people escape from it. That's the simple fact of the matter.
I feel like you might be everywhere very soon. We'll have to keep our eyes peeled.
That's
ears
very
peeled.
Kind. Charlotte Mason, so yeah.
Yeah.
In Radio. That's right. You are now locked into Everything House with me, Chris Boyle, taking you all the way through to midnight tonight. We've got a fantastic lineup, and it is Easter weekend, and we're going to have some throwbacks to start the occasion. We're going to hear from Eats Everything, Darius Rosen and Tiger Stripes a little bit later on the show, but kicking off, we've got Liquid. Soul Central, Strings of Life. Doesn't get more classic than that.
We are Spark.
Felt honoured to even be standing on a stage that Heidi was going to be standing on in 2 weeks' time, but you're going to support Heidi. That's crazy.
I know. Yeah, it's crazy. It is really crazy. It's we're really lucky, and we do get some brilliant acts coming up here.
We are Spark.
Hi, I'm Jackie I. Jones, and you're listening to Everything House on Spark FM, and this is my exclusive mix.
Spark.
Ball 14, this is Houston. Reveille, heave out and trace.
This is Jack I. Jones's exclusive.
Is we are Spark.
We still have Dane Anthony coming in. Tommy Versetti, Billy Kenny, Will Clark, ZZT. Oh, it's just electric on Everything House tonight. Caravan Palace, Lone Digger. We still have the switch at 8:30.
Spark.
Queen Vic,
that's it. And then you got Danny Dyer, who's the landlord, but now, isn't he?
Yeah, that was so confusing. I remember when I first saw that, I was like, Danny Dyer's going to be joining the cast of EastEnders.
I love Danny Dyer. He's like Marmite, like, you know. I love
like
him,
Marmite.
Though. He is. I like him, eh? And do you know what? He always plays, he's a bit of a ruffian, isn't he? You know what I mean? You guys out in the bed in the films, he's a big bad boy, you know what I mean?
We are Spark.
Second last track of the night on Everything House. You guys should be well underway, and I've given you everything you could possibly need for your weekend. You're listening to Spark FM with me, Chris Boyle, on Everything House, bringing you best in the world of house. Booty bouncing bass lines all the way through to midnight tonight. I don't think you're ready. I'm not. Are you? It's about to go down. So that is the demo that Chris Boyle from Spark FM submitted to Demo Factor in Cardiff. And he didn't win, but from that, he has got himself a pilot on Capital Scotland. See, you honestly have to be in it to potentially win it. Really good demo as well, though. Before that, Charlotte Mason with her demo and a chat afterwards as well. And now very shortly, we'll hear Sean Cooper and her demo and chat afterwards. And we'll hear Ella Aitchinson's demo as well. I hope I've said that name right. Before that, though, let's find out what people learnt from Demo Factor. Those that maybe their demos didn't go down as well as some of the others, but they've got some great feedback from it. I'll hear from Jack Gillard and Hats and Pats in a little bit after we chatted to Sean and Ben.
We are in radio.
What are your names and where'd you come from?
Ben Dowse.
Sean Cook.
From Blast Radio in London.
From Blast Radio in London.
Is that camera?
It's not, no.
Oh, well, I'll record it.
You're undoing your shirt now. I was wondering where that's going.
No, it's going back up.
Now, Paul Sylvester, he didn't like it much, but you got some good feedback from Jordan North.
Yeah.
If you could explain just what you were going for with that first clip that we heard.
Well, what we always have, it's not a mad cap. Fun sort of first link usually.
Yeah.
What we've done with that one, because we were both feeling quite unwell, we decided to go in with a very sombre and like saying, well, we're not very well, but we still turn up, and using that, The next link, which we didn't get to hear, we played on the words. We were actually talking about tossing pancakes, and it was very, very funny, but unfortunately...
Maybe we should have done it the other way around, I suppose, so maybe the pancakes first we should have done, and then...
Chris would have said pancakes first, I reckon. But I understand where Jordan was coming from, because usually you hear so much, good morning, Britain, and all that. So it was quite refreshing to hear a comically miserable take on it. And, you know, I guess it's just practice makes perfect.
Absolutely,
It's so good feedback in there that we can work on. So.
I'm with Hat and Pat. Guys, how did you find the demo factor?
It was good. It was scary. I've literally spent like 10 gallons of adrenaline in the past hour.
I think we deserve a drink after that, definitely.
Yeah, sorry, I took you away before you could get one.
No, that's all right. We, you know what? It's radio. All feedback is good feedback, to be honest.
Good attitude.
Yeah, that's why we wanted to go on. We were like, we'd rather go on and get buzzed rather than not go on at all.
What do you think is the main thing you've taken from the feedback you've got?
They were positive. They said, like, we are who we are, to be honest. You know, we are the fun, happy gals. And
everyone needs the fun, happy
gals. Yeah, exactly.
We can't all be sarcastic British people.
Exactly. Yeah, we might make it better in America. One of the judges did say that Hats and Pats might not suit British people.
We're a bit too miserable.
Apparently we're too positive. But it was mixed feedback, which... in a way is a bit hard to take anything away from. I'm not really sure where to go forward. I didn't find the feedback very constructive. But any feedback, like Pat said, is good feedback. So it was good to take part. The feedback we got is not to use the Greg James jingle at the start. That's one thing I can take away.
Yeah. So they said, don't use Greg James. We were like, okay.
Apart from that, we're not sure. But we'll just have to experiment.
We're currently at Demo Factor, and I'm talking to...
Jack Gillard.
Who has just had his demo listened to. How was it, Jack?
It was alright. It was really nerve-wracking. But I think it was fair feedback. So,
what feedback did you get?
So they said I've got a good voice, but the demo was a bit shit. a bit too long to get anywhere, and I started with the wrong links and stuff like that. So, stuff to work on.
All over positive constructive
Yeah, constructive criticism, yeah.
So do you think you'll end again next year?
I'm a third year student, so this is the first time I've been here. So I wanted to get as much advice before applying for jobs.
So next demo, what are you gonna put in it?
Just something exciting.
Exciting. Haven't decided yet.
And something which isn't 30 seconds long to start with, so
So that was Jack Gillard there off of Dragon Radio in the southwest of Wales in Cardiff. And what he learned from Demo Factor. Brilliant chat with Hats and Pats before that. And one of them said, all feedback is good feedback, and I couldn't agree more. So even if you enter your demo to Demo Factor and it isn't what you're expecting, take the feedback on board and improve as well. Right, we're going to keep the chats going. But first, let's get another demo, shall we? This is someone else that was highly successful at Demo Factor. Let's hear Sean Cooper's demo.
It is now time for... Hello, it's me.
Hey, how you doing? Hello. You have a collect call from...
John Cena!
Hello. It's me.
So, basically, the idea of this game is that we're going to call someone, and all we're going to do is say lyrics to a song. So we're going to start off nice and easy this week. We're going for Tom Cook, one of our very close friends, and we're going to sing the lyrics to... Hello, by Adele.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, who's this?
It's so typical of me to talk about myself, so I'm sorry.
Hello, Sean.
Hiya, I hope that you're well.
Yeah, I'm feeling better now.
Did you ever make it out that town when nothing ever happened?
Oh, wow, I'm moisturising.
So, hello from the other side. I mean, hello. I must have called you 1,000 times.
To tell you I'm sorry. Well pranked.
Thanks,
well,
Tom.
I can't believe I'm live on air on LiveWire. Wow. And I'm literally admitted that I use moisturiser.
Leona Lewis here on Sean's House Party. That was our so far smasher. And it was a smasher, and I'm so happy that Jade, you brought that song into my life.
Yeah.
You brought it into my heart and soul. So we're going to move now to our kitchen classic. An absolute classic banger that someone stole the iPod, puts on some old cheese. This is Like a G6. By Far East Movement.
So Sean has just had her demo listened to. How was it?
It was really, really nerve-wracking. Like, with, like, 300 people in the audience staring at you, knowing that they're about to hear your voice, is pretty daunting, but it was actually okay in the end.
Were you expecting to be called?
Not at all. Like, I was sitting there just enjoying listening to everyone else, and they said Sean Cooper. I didn't quite realise, and then my friend tapped me saying, you need to move, and I was like, okay, I'll go up now.
So, next demo, what are you going to change? What was your feedback like?
So it's really positive. They said I was really, really natural. So I think it's more my demo that needs work than
delivery.
Yeah, they didn't give me any feedback on my delivery, so I think that's pretty positive. They just need to work on my demo a bit and everything. So we are
in radio. Tom Petty looking like a much healthier Iggy Pop in that video that I just found. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Text Man. I'm going to play you now. They're Ella Fitzgerald. One of the lovely things about Beatles is that we're going so long, they're so amazing, that you can quite easily find a lot of awesome covers of their tracks. This is Ella Fitzgerald covering another one written by Harrison called Savoy Truffle. And I'm just going to confirm a few facts about the story and then I'll let you know about it after the track. John Mayer, My Sweet Lord. That was played at Glastonbury in 2008. I wish I'd been there. I don't know, how old was I in 2008? Like 14 or something? Probably too young to be going to Glastonbury. But yeah, good to see they got a bit of a bad boy presence. I don't know what they're going to do for that this year. They had Kanye for the bad boy last year, and then this year, so far, announced the baddest boy of rock and roll, Chris Martin of Coldplay. I'm going to end with my favourite song. This isn't just my favourite Beatles song. This is one of my favourite songs ever in the world. I love this song. It's Something. It's been covered by over 150 artists, which makes it the second most covered Beatles song after Yesterday. And I'm going to play you a version which was supposedly Harrison's favourite cover of it, and it's by James Brown, and he kept this in his personal jukebox, which I just think is awesome. And now it is certified double platinum, and it is one of my favourite songs of all time. This is James Brown covering the Beatles' Something. This is a cover done in 1973.
Ella Aitchison from Rare FM there. That was her demo that she submitted to Demo Factor in Cardiff. Amy Vose off of Gem 106, who's on the judging panel, said she was particularly impressed with Ella, and don't be surprised to see Ella getting herself into Gem 106 in the next few years or so. Right, we will hear the judges from Demo Factor in a little bit, including Amy, and what they thought of Demo Factor and what you can do to improve your demo. But before that, it is time to hear the winning entry, the winner of this year's Demo Factor 2016, Matt Curtis off of Fly FM, the second year in three that Fly FM have won Demo Factor. However, Matt Curtis was a worthy winner. He was described as radio ready by Paul Sylvester, and he will be joining Paul at Absolute Radio 90s to present a one-off show. And I remember past winners George Godfrey and Sammy James also won the show on the station, and they've since gone on to present on the station long-term. So maybe that's a sign of things to come for Matt Curtis. But in the meantime, that's enough talking from me. Let's hear the demo that Matt submitted.
That's right, it's track of the week time. This week comes from Gavin James, who's an Irish singer-songwriter who's recently won the Choice Music Irish Song of the Year Award this month, if I didn't even know that was a thing. His latest album, Bitter Pill, dropped on the 11th of March, and this is off that one. It's called Nervous. Saw him live a few weeks ago, so good. And this is so chill for you Monday evening. Tweet me at FlyInterCornFM if you enjoy this one. I want to hear from you. I'll leave you with a bit of Gavin James. It's Nervous. So, we all love a gig, don't we? But let's face it, the people singing at the gig often ruin it for you. And it kind of ruins, you know, when you have a 30-year-old woman singing along to Beyonce in your right ear. That's horrific. So that's the kind of thing that ruins it for you. But not this guy at Rihanna's gig. So it's 4 or 5 seconds, bit of Kanye West Rihanna. She's singing live on her brand new tour. She then hands the mic to a crowd person who does this. She was not expecting that at all. I'm sorry, what? What a track, it's Cake by the Ocean, DNCE. It's playing on your student radio, Fly FM. Very good evening. Lots of stuff coming up. News about Rihanna's new tour. After a Bit of Stay by Kygo, that new one, it plays next.
Keep on hoping, Well, I tried as much as possible to take on the demo factor feedback from last year, but then I've tried to get as many opinions as possible on stuff, including this one, which I sent to many different people. And it's kind of, I don't know, I kind of worry about this kind of thing, so I get it sent to lots of different people. Turns out it kind of pays off.
What would you say to people who are kind of, you know, wanting to go into radio, wanting to submit to Demo Factor? You know, what would your advice be? Because you've obviously worked a lot on your demo. What would you say?
I would say just do whatever feels right for you, because there's a lot of stuff in my student radio past that was a bit weird and wacky that didn't necessarily work or did work and stuff like that. But I think that you just need to try stuff and see where it gets you, because some of the stuff in my demo was crazy, but they just didn't get to it. But it's like, you know, you just got to try these things, because it's really the only opportunity you're going to get.
We are in radio.
Matt Curtis there off of Fly FM, who is the winner of this year's Demo Factor 2016 in Cardiff. He gets himself a one-off show on Absolute Radio 90s, so look out for him in the very near future on that station. But if you're sat there right now and you're thinking, do you know what? No, my demo's better than that. I'm a much better presenter. Well, all you got to do is submit your demo next year to Demo Factor, and you could be in his position this time next year. Right, it's time to go to the other side of the table, from the students to the industry experts. Jordan North, Amy Vose, Chris North, Paul Sylvester, Paul Watson, and the brilliant host of this year's Demo Factor, Vicky Blight, all chatted to SRA podcaster Rue at the conference and told him what exactly to put in a demo. Make notes here, won't you?
This is In Radio.
What are you all looking for when a demo starts?
It's got to be no messing around, stand out straight away. There's a lot of competition for presenters to be on the radio. You've got to make sure, and we say this loads and loads, you've got to make sure your best stuff is at the start. And I mean as in the real good stuff, not 20 seconds of production and jingles to tell us what the show is. I don't care what the show's called. If you engage me and it's great content, then I'm with you through that. And you know, I think Mo showed that tonight as well. He stood out for me. Do you know what? I might only have a few minutes to listen to demos in my day, and actually if I'm going to listen to a load of production, it's probably not going to grab me.
I've been in student radio stations where I've done a similar smaller version of this, where they actually are far harsher than the judges are. What we are doing is we're buzzing when we feel that there is a lesson to be learned. And actually you'll notice that the judges, you know, Jordan and Amy, new to this whole system of stuff, I noticed they were sometimes short but sometimes longer on it than a lot of the other judges. That's because as presenters, I think they were listening for other things. They knew there was something was going somewhere. The other three, I think we are listening to it from a managerial or production element, and we are listening for different types of stuff.
I think we've got a good mix on the panel, definitely. You've got two presenters, you've got a producer, and you've got a talent manager. There's such a mix.
And I think we, as presenters, we probably sympathise in that I can see what they're doing with
definitely.
Something. There's one piece where it was quite a random intro to a demo. I was hooked in and I knew they were building to something, and you can see why they've done that. And I could understand it, just it didn't quite pay off. I think, like you say, you can see... Okay,
you sympathise with it.
Yeah,
don't
you? You do listen with different ears. So
definitely.
I listen to things and think, is that bad? And then obviously you guys listen from a totally different perspective.
It's really interesting how the whole concept of a demo and demos in general has moved on. Radio is evolving, and that's really good. And I think the demos that we're getting are really evolving as well, given what I've heard over the last kind of 3 years on the panel and 2 years before that, listening at the back of the room. How you sell yourself and how you showcase yourself has changed. But some people are just good.
Yeah,
like,
they are.
You look at Mo, I think he was the best demo in the room, and you've got to point people in the right directions, and I think that's the authenticity of what
definitely.
We're trying
to do.
Yeah. I would never have listened to a show that Mo would host, but wow, what a brilliant, natural, raw talent. That is the thing that you take from tonight.
That's a good demo, right, though? A show that you wouldn't necessarily listen to all the way through, but a demo that keeps you hooked nonetheless.
Radio is very subjective. We'll sit there and we'll give our opinions about what we think is great, possibly for the brand that we work for or what we might enjoy personally, but we're always willing to be surprised by someone and go,
absolutely.
Wow, that was, regardless of whether we choose to listen to it, that's a compelling listen, that's brilliant.
in radio.
So that is it from this edition of the SRA podcast, looking at how to improve your demo and how to impress the people in the right places. Hope you've taken something from it. Hope you've got like a massive sheet of notes and you look at it and go, right, that's what I'm doing for my next demo. It'll also come in very handy for the awards, the SRA awards, coming up in November. If you want to find out anything else about the SRA or anything else like that, you can head online to Twitter and follow us at SRA, our Audio Boom Student Radio Association, and you can catch us on Facebook as well, Student Radio Association. I am Dom Sterling, the content officer with the SRA. Thanks for listening and take care of yourself.